Welcome back to Behind Design. I'm your host, Rachel Pesso, and today I'm excited to have Dr. Elon Schreier on the show. Elon, welcome. I am so pumped to have you here. I'd love to get started and dive into you telling everybody what you do.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Elon Schreier, and I am a chiropractor in South Florida. I have a practice, Schreier Family Chiropractic, where we take care of back pain, neck pain, but we also see some interesting types of cases like chronic vertigo, dizziness, migraines, and we have a wellness practice with IV health and functional medicine. So we really help a lot of people.
Love that. I also feel like you do your practice, but you also do other things. I know you have a podcast. You have a mastermind that I'm actually in, a local mastermind. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff that you have your hands in? I don't know if those are all of them, but I'd love to, so people really get the full picture of who we're talking to here.
Sure, I'd love to. So I do a podcast called Sizzle and Chill. I really got into cold plunging and sauna last year, and I thought, what a unique idea to interview guests while we're inside of a sauna and a cold plunge. Right. So I've been doing that for about 9 months, and that's been really fun. I met some great people, heard some great stories, and it just makes it really interesting while we're sweating and freezing it out. And through that, I started selling cold plunges and saunas because I saw there was a need. A lot of people are getting them for like their homes, their backyards.
So smart.
And I found some manufacturers. I got them for my house. And so now I know the process. So that's been pretty cool. And I also have a mastermind that I helped start in Delray Beach called C3, which stands for Coffee, Connection, and Collaboration. It's a group that's not like a traditional networking group that's just looking for referrals. It's more about building a community, creating relationships, and really learning how to grow our businesses together. So each meeting, we meet twice a month, we go over a different strategy to improve your business, whether it's marketing, sales, learning how to build relationships with other business owners. And I think it's been great. It's, what has it been, like 4 months maybe, four months.
Yeah.
And we've grown the group. I think we have around 10 people now. And
it's amazing.
We're getting guests every time. And people are really seeming to enjoy the format that's different than just a business pass, like business card passing or like a referral group.
Yeah. I love the variety of the things that you do and even the strategies that you have with your practice in the mastermind. It's been really eye-opening. I mean, obviously, I know so many different entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and you are a true one because you have your hands in so many things. It's like, how do you possibly do all this? That is a side note, but it's super impressive. And I love, obviously, I'm in the mastermind. It's been such a game changer for me, I think, for anybody that is local. If you work at from home or you really want to find a group of people that are aligned and wanting to collaborate with other entrepreneurs, it's perfect. It is not salesy. I have never been pitched, not once since I have been in the group, and I just love it. So that's my, hey, you should come if you're local.
That's great. Yeah, we're looking for more members and to grow our community.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention, so the best thing about all the stuff that you're a part of is you have so many different strategies. And actually, it's how we met, because I don't know if you are fully aware of this, but we actually met because I won a giveaway off of Instagram that you were offering. And it happened to be you in your office. And I ended up going in and I learned about the mastermind and all the different parts. And kind of here we are today. But it kind of brings me to my next point. I want to talk a little bit about some of these strategies that you've created in your business. And one of them that I know you really focus on are giveaways. And I'd love mm-hmm. to hear a little bit more about that, how it came to life, and how you're utilizing it as a strategy.
Great. I'm really excited you brought that up because I didn't even remember that's how we met. But now that you brought it up, it's coming back to me.
Yep.
But the giveaways are something that I really started even... I think that was one of the first ones that you won, but I started doing them more the last actually month. And this strategy is one to help local businesses like we're doing with restaurants or with gyms and offering something that they want to give away, whether it's like a gift card to a restaurant or some sessions to a gym. And it really like promotes this local business, but it also just creates some energy in the community where people are excited and they're connecting with different audiences than they're used to.
Yeah,
so,
that.
Yeah, so I'm connecting with like restaurants and businesses that I know that my ideal clients like to shop at, to eat at. And so when I share a about the giveaway to that restaurant or to that gym, their audience sees it as well as mine. So the restaurant or the gym benefits because my patients, my clients are seeing their stuff for maybe the first time, and vice versa. They might be seeing my information for the first time because we're doing this unique giveaway.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And I think for anybody that's listening and you're like, I have an online business, like, how does this relate to me? I think there's so many people that are often asking the question, well, how do I start going into my local community? Mm-hmm. And this is a perfect strategy for that, because you could basically go to whatever your favorite business is and decide, hey, I want to do a giveaway and help promote your business. And I thought it would be wonderful to collaborate. Would you be interested? And I feel like so many businesses would jump on that because marketing is such a challenge for so many local businesses, I think, and vice versa. So I love it. I think it's wonderful. And so have you seen collaborations and other things that have come from it?
Yes, already. It's only been a few weeks. Every place that I went so far has said yes, they want to do it, and we're excited about it. And I'm kind of figuring out the best strategy to about posting the reels. But the first one that I did a few weeks ago with Colombian Coffee House in Delray Beach, the next week, the owner referred me a patient.
Wow.
So it's just those connections where now it's not just I'm another chiropractor, but when his, you know, somebody that I met has a friend that has an issue, they're like, oh, I know a guy for you. So it's not only the people from online or social media, but it's in-person connections too.
Yeah. And I mean, again, it can work for online businesses too. So I can have a giveaway. My business is not local, but I can offer a giveaway that somebody could sign up for or be a part of, and it would be the same type of collaboration. So I think that's why I love the strategy. It's so it can go all different ways, and it's super beneficial.
And what's something unique about it too is that if the person doesn't pick up, so the person that wins has to pick up the whatever the gift is at our office. If they don't pick it up by the following Wednesday, because the drawing's on the previous Friday, then it rolls over to the next week. So this week, if the person doesn't pick up the gift card from last week to Papa Migos for $100, it's going to roll over to this Friday. And so whoever wins this Friday can win $150 to Muscle Beach and $100 to Papa Migos. So it's kind
cool.
of it's kind of like the lottery. Like, the bigger it is,
yeah,
the more people will be interested. Because imagine it gets up to $1,000 worth of gift cards. Well, now people that were like, oh, that seems silly, I'm not going to enter that giveaway, might be like, hey, I could win $1,000.
Yeah, and also hopefully it motivates people to pick up their prizes.
Exactly, yeah.
I'd be super excited to pick up my prize no matter what it is. I love me.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, they have to open their email to find out who won. So we don't announce it on social media. They have to open their email. So
cool.
So it gets people in the habit of opening our emails, because you get spam every week, every day.
Yeah.
And we want our message to get out there from my office. So we trickle in little tips about stretches or health. And that's one of the ways that we do that.
Love that. Speaking about your office, I want to actually talk about another strategy that I learned in the mastermind that you shared. And I thought, I was just blown away when you mentioned this. I know you're very big on Google reviews, and I want to hear a little bit more about what your strategy is there. But tell everybody how many Google reviews your office has to date right now.
I believe it's up to 640 Google reviews.
Like, that is so amazing. It's incredibly impressive. And I mean, again, if you're a foodie or you like look up reviews like I do, that is a lot of reviews. A lot of restaurants that have been around for years haven't even had that many reviews. So I'm very much, when you told me that, I wanted to know everything about it. So I'm excited for you to share it with everyone here, because it's so fascinating.
I'd love to. It's one of my passions. I've been focused on getting Google reviews and secondarily Yelp reviews for almost since I opened my practice. I saw that was a trend that was going on. And the way it works is, when I have a patient that's coming in, I don't ask people right away, or we don't do automatic texts like I know a lot of, you know, companies do. We wait until somebody's had a good experience. And right when somebody tells me, I'm feeling better, I love this place, you guys are amazing, that's like a light bulb or a bell goes off in my head that says they want to share their story. And so we ask people not to share their story and write a review to help our business, but we ask them to write it because their story or their review can help somebody out there that's struggling with the same thing that they did, whether they had back pain or vertigo or some other issue. I want to make it about that they can help somebody and not they're helping me.
Yeah. It's so powerful. And I think being able to ask people to do that, most who would say no, everybody wants to share a positive experience that happened to them, especially if they know it could help other people. So I love that. And have you found that when people, like, how has it helped your business? I mean, I know it's kind of obvious, but I'm curious how you've seen it make a difference.
I've had so many patients that came in and when I asked them where they found us, they said, not only Google, but they say, I found you because I read all these reviews that said such good things about you. And I saw other people that had the same exact problems that I do. So I knew I could get help here.
Yes, it's so good. And I mean, if you're listening and your business is online and you're like, well, how would I use this for online? Because I asked you the same question. I'm curious how people can utilize it in the same way. I know you had mentioned maybe getting a PO box and starting to build up your business that way. What are your thoughts there?
So to get started, you have to have a listing on Google My Business. In order to get that, you have to have some address. You could put your home address. You could put a PO box. You have to have somewhere that Google sends you one piece of mail to verify that you actually exist. And then once you put that code in, you have a listing. Most online businesses, if you search them, they do have a listing, but most of them don't have reviews. And I think it's funny, sometimes it's even companies that do social media marketing or they're selling marketing services, and then I'm looking them up to see how other people did with them if I want to use their service, and there's no reviews or there's one or two reviews. And so I use it myself, whether I'm going to a restaurant or using a business online even. So it is important, even if you think, hey, my clients, my customers are all around the country.
Right.
And just for people are going to look you up, no matter if you have a brick and mortar or you're online, people are going to look you up. They're going to Google you. They're going to look on different sites, but mainly Google. And if you don't have any reviews, sometimes that could be a turnoff because they don't know whether or not your service is what you say it is.
Yeah. And this really got me thinking when you were talking about this, because I was like, wait, a lot of my clients come through referrals. They come through people that I know. But I think just like most people will look up someone's social media account or they'll compare social media accounts of who they're going to hire. But specifically for online businesses, I think that's kind of a miss for a lot of businesses. Like they don't think about it that way. So it really got me thinking, I should do that. And I'm really interested in kind of moving forward with that because I think that there are people that are local that are hiring me. There are people that are all over the world that are hiring me. And I think if somebody Googles me, I mean, I might as well have the reviews there if I can obviously get them, which I can. But I just feel like it really is important. So I'm so happy you shared that.
Yeah, well, I'll help you.
Thank you. So one other thing that I thought would be really interesting to share, and obviously with the giveaway that I won, I got to experience your office, and it was such a wonderful experience from the beginning to when I left. I feel like I want to talk a little bit about how you created that and really built your brand there. I mean, obviously you've been in business for a while, and I know everyone's business and brand evolves. So I'd love to hear about like when you first got started, how you were really working to build this environment and experience for people to have. Because honestly, I've been to so many offices and I just felt like everyone is so happy here. And it felt so good to just spend time there. I was like, I just can't wait to go back. So I'd love for you to share how you created that.
I created that by really being intentional and thinking about every part of the visit at my office. From when you walk in the front desk, we don't have one of those windows that like separates the front desk from the patients. I wanted it to feel open and inviting. And I talked to my staff a lot about really wanting it to feel like a family environment. Most of the time when people talk about doctors, it's that they hate going to the doctor. They're waiting too long. Everybody in the waiting room looks miserable. Just not a great experience. The staff, usually the biggest complaint is the staff. So I wanted my office experience to be the complete opposite. And I think we've achieved that by really having a great culture where we treat each other like family, but we also treat the patients like family too. We have special touches in the office, like something that's small, but it makes a huge impact is we have a glass teapot where we have a different tea of the day and we have a tea warmer there and these little cups. So most people come in, they have a little shot of tea and it just relaxes them, makes them feel at ease and just like it's a inviting, welcoming experience.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I noticed when I was there is it's just being greeted right away. So even if you have to wait in an office, I mean, everyone's been through this where you go to an office and you have an appointment and you're like, oh my God, we're late. How long am I going to have to sit here? And everyone starts getting stressed about it. But at your office, it was like, oh, here's what you're going to do. It's almost like you have a guide of what I would do. It's not that I'm just waiting. It's have a sip of tea. Oh, you can actually go sit on this massage chair for a little bit. Oh, we're going to put you on this machine. And I'm sure that's part of delaying the time, making it feel like I'm not waiting. And it works. It totally worked amazing because I just felt like, wow, this is so relaxing. And obviously, people need breaks from their lives to be able to do that. So I think like just that environment that you've been able to create is so awesome.
Thank you so much. And I'm happy that you got to experience it yourself and you saw those things that were thought out over a long period of time just coming to fruition.
Yeah. And again, if you're an online business and you're thinking, how does this apply to me? I mean, it's kind of all the same. It's all about creating experiences. And I think what you've been able to create is just more about energy and making sure people feel comfortable. And I think like when anybody enters our online business, it's the same exact thing. We want to think about how they feel during the entire time. So I feel like these are really simple strategies to input. And I think that's why it's so helpful.
I think a couple of things leading off of that is things that online businesses can do to improve their experiences, like the morning after the sale, calling the person the next day or the next week and checking in instead of just moving on to the next person, and gifting. I think gifting is something that's overlooked. If it's like a high ticket item that you sell, you can send something that's personalized to that person that you learned about or like on their intake in the mail.
So good.
Like if somebody golfs and you can find out if they have like an assistant, you can find out what golf ball they like. Or if you find out what scent they like, you can send a candle.
Yeah, it's all about small touches. Those are the things that people remember. And we talk about that a lot on this podcast. I call it emotional experiences because we're trying to make the people that interact with our brand feel something. So you're doing that in person. I'm doing it online. And I think that we all need reminders and tips on this stuff because it does take time, energy, and effort to create these things in your business. And you generally need help because it's pretty impossible to do it all yourself.
Yes.
But I'm so grateful you shared all this. One last thing I'd love to kind of dive into is, well, A, how did you come up with the idea for your podcast? It's so unique. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I know there's some people listening that love health, love diving into cold plunges and saunas and whatnot. So tell us more.
It came on a plane ride coming back from this group I'm a part of, Black Diamond Club. They have seminars throughout the year, different locations in the country, and they teach a lot of these strategies that I've implemented in my business. And they said, you have to have a podcast.
So amazing.
So on my way back from that seminar, it was in August, I wrote down the whole idea of the podcast. I saw that I could teach people about health. I could teach people about chiropractic, cold plunging, sauna. There's so many different avenues that I can lead it down. I also talk about what makes people or businesses successful as part of the podcast and happiness. So it's very diverse. And the way I like to explain it to people that have never heard or seen it, if you've ever seen Hot Ones, have you ever seen Hot Ones?
No.
So it's this YouTube show that this guy interviews celebrities and he has the biggest actors and celebrities on and he interviews them while they're eating hot wings. But
I think now that you mentioned that, I have heard of this. That is hilarious.
So it starts from mild, but it gets to hotter and hotter and hotter until it's like the hottest hot sauce in the world.
Oh my God.
And then you see like celebrities that are usually like put together, and they're always looking, always sounding and looking like very put together. And they're like chugging milk from a gallon, and they're like sweating and they're swearing, and it's hilarious.
Goodness.
So I wanted to create the same thing in the sauna and the cold plunge, where it's uncomfortable, but it kind of puts people at ease and lets their guard down, and they're being their authentic self instead of just, you know, trying to put something out there that they're thinking about.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, I would not want to be on the hot sauce episode. Like, I do care about how I look sometimes, so that would not be a fit for me, but I'm sure other people who are up for that adventure.
You have to watch it, though. It's hilarious. And once I start watching it, I go through, like, phases. I haven't watched it in years, but if I, like, watch an episode, I'll just start watching more and more because it's really funny. And it works because he actually sells hot sauces because of... millions and millions of people watching. He sells hot sauces now. One of my friends told me a few weeks ago that he, you know, got the hot sauces from the show. And
it's genius.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I could do the same thing, but with cold plunges and saunas.
And honestly, there is such a, I'll use the word trend. There's a pretty big trend right now with saunas and cold plunges, but in general, they're super good for your health. And I think it is a really great place to have a conversation because a lot of the times you're actually sitting in a sauna thinking about life, you're just, it's a place where you get grounded and work on your energy. So what a better place to have a deep conversation about business, life, wellness. Love it and can't wait to be on it. So thank you for this. This has been so fun. I wanted to know if anybody wants to connect with you or what is the best way for them to kind of be a part of your world?
You can email me at info@dralan.com, which is DRELAN.com. You can YouTube search Sizzle and Chill Dalray, and you'll find my podcast. Or you can find us on Instagram at DRAlanSchreier, ELANSCHRIER. And those are the ways you can find me.
Amazing. One last question. What does building a brand mean to you?
Building a brand means that you're creating an experience for your customers, your clients, or your patients that goes above and beyond what they expect and is like a wow factor. You want to create not only the experience, but also the product and the service at like above and beyond and the best of everything.
Love it. Thank you so much. This has been so awesome. Everyone's going to love it.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could download, follow, and leave me a 5-star rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred platform. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And remember, the best way to create a brand you love is to be yourself.